digamos como el Che, cuando se despidió de nosotros, ¡hasta la victoria siempre!
Fidel Castro leading Cuba's May Day celebration in the Plaza de Revolución this morning. May 1st is recognized by socialist country as the workers' holiday. Joining us now to talk about Cuba's festivities is Nick Miroff, a reporter with the World Press Review. He attended Castro's speech this morning, and he joins us on the phone from Havana. Good of you to be with us.
Good afternoon.
How big a crowd was that we heard cheering?
Well, the government estimated there were 1 million people there. I would put the number somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million, perhaps. Maybe a smaller turnout than they expected, but that could have been partly due to the rainstorm early this morning, right before the rally was scheduled to begin.
What was the mood like?
It was mixed, as usual. I mean, there were some people there who were standing at attention, listening very carefully to what was being said. Others were just sort of milling about, conversing amongst themselves. Other people were clearly very tired, had maybe gotten up at 4 o'clock in the morning and crammed on a bus in order to arrive at the plaza. So, in general, I mean, as you could hear from that applause, Castro was always very well received, and the people who had come out for the rally were there to applaud him.
Mm-hmm. I understand he spoke for something less than an hour, a very brief speech for him.
Yeah, we may have to check the record books. It was definitely less than an hour. It was a written speech, and so when he speaks from a written text, it usually isn't as long as the 5-6 hour marathons that he's become famous for.
Now, did he make reference at all? There have been a big crackdown in Cuba. Dissidents jailed. People who tried to hijack a boat to go to the United States were shot. Was there any reference to that in his speech today?
There certainly was. In fact, he addressed much of the criticism that has come from many of Cuba's, even from many of Cuba's allies on the left and traditional friends in Latin America. He, in the past few days in particular, has gone to great lengths, I would say, to try to explain why Cuba had decided to execute those hijackers, and has actually blamed the United States. Not necessarily surprising, but he says that that the State Department had contacted the Cuban officials as the wave of hijackings was breaking out, and warned them that the U.S. considered that a serious threat to national security, and that Cuba should do everything in its power to stop those hijackings. So I think what he was trying to do, and many obviously have said he's overreacted, but tried to make an example of those hijackers in order to cut off a potential migratory crisis that could provoke an escalation in the confrontation with the United States.
Now, how is this going down in Cuba, particularly the crackdown on the dissidents, so many of whom have been jailed?
Well, again, the Cuban government says that they are mercenaries on the Washington's payroll. As you know, they began arresting dissidents, independent journalists, back in March. Then they were given very quick trials at the beginning of April, and 75 of them were sentenced to prison, many of them for very long, severe terms. And I'd say that on the street, a lot of people are not necessarily surprised. I mean, in one sense, it's sort of the end of an era of relative tolerance in Cuba for this kind of anti-government activity, and as you know, the dissidents have gotten a lot of press in the last few years, and I think it's a sign. It can only really be interpreted as a sign that the Cuban government is very much afraid of the Bush administration and about the security situation here in Cuba, and wanted to crush that opposition really ever before it became a serious threat.
Nick Miroff, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon, and happy May Day.
Happy May Day. Nick Miroff is a reporter for World Press Review on the phone with us from Havana, Cuba. In other headlines here at NPR News today, scientists have found a way to create eggs using stem cells from mice. Researchers expect the same should be possible with human cells. NPR's Joe Palca will report. And Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld is in Afghanistan. He announced today that the role of the United States will now change there from combat to reconstruction. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul. Those stories later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. Right now, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.